Put dyes in your washing machine, finest dyes you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
The way that fog's rolled in, Pop, I can hardly see across the street.
Really? Looking out of the window, it ain't going to bring Meta home soon.
I can't imagine where she went. It's been hours. Said she was just going for a little walk.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we'll hear from the girls in a little while. She should be at the chapel by this time.
She wasn't there an hour ago when I called. I'm worried, Papa. Maida's been under such a strain. When she came back from the hospital, she didn't act like I think she should have. She didn't want to talk about Chucky.
What could she say? She said the only thing she could say. He's gone.
Yes, but she didn't even cry. Nothing. She acted like something mechanical.
Willie, there are times when sorrow is so great and goes so deep, there ain't no room for crying.
I know, Papa, but I'm afraid of what Maida might do to herself. She doesn't feel she has anything more to live for. I'll never forget the way she said, I'm not afraid of anything.
She'll be all right.
Well, I hope so. I'll get it, Papa.
All right, Willie.
Hello? Oh, hello, Bert. We've been waiting for you to call. She's not? Okay, I'll see you in a little while. No, she's not at the chapel. She hasn't been there. Papa, if we don't hear from her in an hour, I'm going to get in touch with the police.
While you've been talking with your father, Bill, expressing your fears for your sister, another man, a son, has been talking with his father. Strangely enough, they too are talking of Meta. We'll learn more about this in a moment. For white whitewashes without red hands, I'm coming back to Does. That's what your letters say. Yes, more of you write every day telling us that after trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, you're going back to Does. Listen to these letters.
Cleveland, Ohio. Mrs. Shakely, housewife for 8 years.
I tried some of those chemical powders for my wash, but my hands couldn't take it. So I'm back to Does. It's certainly true. Does gives me white washes without red hands.
Lansing, Michigan. Mrs. Brain, mother of 8 months old baby.
I've tried many washing powders, but always go back to Does. Does gets my clothes clean without treating my hands rough.
Waterbleak, New York. Mrs. DeLolo, new bride.
I learned how different Does is when my mother-in-law praised me for getting my husband's shirt so white. I told her Does does what it says. Gives me white washes without red hands.
How about you? Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then change to Does. Only Does of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with 2 active detergents. That's why Does gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness for hands. Does does everything. Get Does today for white washes without red hands.
You'd think, wouldn't you, Father, that what Meta and I have both experienced today, the death of our son, it would have brought us together. I would like the opportunity of telling her that I was wrong, that she was right. She knew Chucky better than I did. The plans I had for him. Plans. I can't talk about my son, what he's doing, his accomplishments, his future. Our future. How stupid we humans are to think in terms of the future. How stupid to dream dreams, to hope, to plan. Indirectly, I'm at fault, I know. But Meta, she knows that I would never have harmed Chucky, knowingly that he was as dear to me as he was to her. What happened in the boxing ring could have happened anywhere.
Of course, son.
I think, Father, I'll go to see Meta. Perhaps you'll consent to our going to the chapel together. As Chucky's mother and father. That's the way it should be. That's the proper thing.
I don't want to discourage you, Ted, only I don't think you'd accomplish anything by trying to see Meta. I'm certain that her family would discourage your efforts.
You've been rather close to the family, Father. Perhaps you could speak with Mr. Power.
I'm not sure, Ted.
If only Meta had given me the opportunity to be with her and with Chucky. We owe Chucky that, at least. Perhaps you could point out that as far as Meta is concerned, it would be only going through a formality, but it would mean a great deal to me. Being together, I'd be able to tell her everything that in my heart, my mind. Would you do this for me, Father?
Very well, son. I can't promise that my talking with Mr. Bauer will accomplish anything, but I certainly will try.
Thank you, Father. The car's out front.
I'll phone you from the Bowers. If my visit is successful, well, I'll meet you at the chapel later.
I'm counting on you, Father. I'm counting on you.
Mrs. White. Hello, Mary. May I offer you my deepest sympathy? Thank you. Mr. White's in the library. I don't want to see Mr. White. I've come for some things of Chucky's. The little white suit he liked so much. A few of his toys. I'll tell Mr. White you're here. No, Mary. I don't want to see him.
You look as though you were chilled to the bone. Couldn't I fix you a cup of tea, something hot?
No, thank you. And Mary, please don't tell Mr. White I'm here.
Very well, Mrs. White.
Major, you came back. You felt... Where are you going?
I didn't want to see you. I didn't want to talk with you.
I saw you pass the library. As though you'd come in answer to what I'd been hoping, almost praying.
What do you know about praying, Ted?
Where have you been? Your hair, your clothes are damp. You look as though you...
I've been walking. Just walking.
Do come in for a moment. I'll put another log in the fireplace.
You're very solicitous, aren't you? What's in back of it, Ted?
Meta, you're not yourself.
Yes? Yes, I'm really quite myself. Don't touch me!
I'm sorry.
Chucky's dead, you know. Yes. He's dead.
Don't stand there, Major. Come closer to the fire.
How strange this room is. And what nightmares it holds.
Major, I've wanted to talk with you all day.
Do you remember the evening we were here in the library? The evening you wouldn't allow me to supervise Chucky's bath.
Oh, Major, you were so very right about the boy. And I was wrong.
Do you remember what happened? He screamed out. He'd slipped in the bathtub. You must remember. You were standing over there. And I was standing behind the desk. Like this. You laughed when I phoned the doctor.
Maida, listen to me. This is one time when you and I... We both loved Chuck.
He was afraid of you. But he isn't afraid anymore. I'm not afraid anymore. You were never afraid of anything, were you, Dick? But Chucky was afraid. He was afraid of the water and boxing lessons. And you knew it.
I'm sorry about the stand I took. You must believe me.
He was afraid. And I was afraid for him. But you were never afraid. Do you know what it feels like to be afraid, Ted? Do you?
Maida, you've taken my gun out of the drawer.
Yes. Chucky was afraid.
Maida.
Are you afraid now, Ted?
Put the gun away, Maida.
No.
Surely you're not...
You are afraid, aren't you? You're afraid. For the first time, you're afraid.
You wouldn't...
Wouldn't I? I'm not afraid of anything anymore.
Maida.
Every gal who's wash day wise buys her duds in the giant size.
And why not? Those giant economy size boxes are real money savers. Yes, and with duds, you get white washes without red hands. So listen, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, just you change to duds. See what a pleasure it is to get white washes without red hands.
Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents.
That's why Does gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands.
Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
So join the swing to Does. Get a giant economy size box. You'll save money and always have plenty of Does on the shelf. Maida White,
in the library of the home she once shared with Ted Feist, holds a gun in her hand. In the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.